This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal records statement at a special court in Patanjali land scam. Supreme Court orders not to suspend ride-sharing regulations in Gandaki province. Land Problem Settlement Commission says it is advancing long-term plan for landless scooters. And ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding as both nations refrain from further attacks. Now the news in detail. Former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal has begun recording his statement at the special court in connection with the Patanjali land scam. He appeared before the court today to respond to allegations that he was involved in the illegal transfer of land to Patanjali Ayurveda during his tenure as Prime Minister. A joint bench comprising Justices Tej Narayan Singh Rai, Ram Bahadur Thapa and Bidur Koirala is hearing Nepal's statement as bench number 2. The court has announced that a closed-door hearing will follow once the statement is complete. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, had filed a corruption case on June 22nd against 93 individuals, including former Prime Minister Nepal, accusing them of facilitating the unlawful sale of land, rather, to Patanjali. In former Prime Minister Nepal's case, the CIAA has demanded compensation of nearly 186 million rupees, along with fines and appropriate legal action. The Supreme Court has ordered the Gandaki provincial government not to suspend the enforcement of the ride-sharing regulations. A division bench of Justices Til Prasad Swestha and Mahesh Sharma Podil issued the order yesterday in response to a writ petition challenging the province government's June 3rd decision to hold the regulations for a month. The regulations published in the Provincial Gazette on May 13th faced strong opposition from the Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs, leading to a nationwide strike. Following pressure from the federal government, the province had paused implementation. Chief Attorney Chiranjeevi Sharma said the court's decision now clears the way for the regulations to take effect. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has failed to present its annual budget within the June 24 deadline. The delay is reportedly due to internal disputes, particularly between Mayor Balendra Saha and the Chief Administrative Officer. The City Council has not met for a long time and no official reason has been provided for the delay. Kathmandu, one of the highest spending local bodies, has yet to discuss its policies and budget, raising concerns over governance at the local level. However, the other five metropolitan cities, Biratnagar, Birganj, Lalitpur, Bharatpur and Pokhara, have submitted their budgets within the deadline. The Land Problem Settlement Commission says it is moving ahead with a long-term plan to address land issues faced by landless squatters and unorganized settlers. The commission has said over 1.1 million applications have been received and land ownership certificates have been issued to nearly 5,000 families. In Rupandeh district, survey and documentation work is underway in key municipalities. In Butwal alone, more than 6,500 families are being surveyed. Revenue payments have started in several areas and final notices are being prepared for remaining areas. Families displaced by the expansion of Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve have submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today, demanding land compensation promised 48 years ago. Led by 95-year-old Kamala Kumari Pokhrel, the delegation cited a 1989 Supreme Court order and a recent commission report recommending land for 75 families in Letang of Morang district. Prime Minister Oli directed Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arwal to study the matter and respond within 15 days. Labour Minister Sarod Singh Bhandari has called for joint action to ensure safe and dignified migration at the Asia Gulf Cooperation Council dialogue held in Kathmandu today. Thanking the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and participating Delegates, Minister Bhandari stressed the need to implement the Global Compact for Migration and recognize migrant workers as development partners. Minister Bhandari proposed three initiatives: an Asia GCC skills recognition framework, a joint task force to curb fraud, and a reintegration fund for returning workers. The Birgunj Customs Office has collected more than 73 billion rupees in revenue from petroleum imports in the first 11 months of the current fiscal year, making a 46.43% of its total revenue from 20 major goods. According to Chief Customs Administrator Deepak Lamisare, petroleum products and vehicles are the primary sources of revenue for the office. Likewise, vehicles and spare parts imports brought in nearly 18 billion rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A ceasefire between Iran and Israel announced by US President Donald Trump appears to be holding, as both nations acknowledge the truce and have refrained from further strikes. Shortly after the ceasefire was announced on Tuesday, the Israeli Prime Minister's office accused Iran of launching missiles toward its territory after the truce came into force, which Iran denied. Before attending the NATO summit, Leader Trump expresses that dissatisfaction rather with both Israel and Iran for not fully adhering to the ceasefire. Meanwhile, U.S. media reports reveal that the recent bombing of Iranian nuclear sites did not completely destroy the facilities. According to a leaked Pentagon Defense Intelligence Agency report, the strikes have only set back Iran's nuclear program by a few months. Despite the intelligence assessments, President Trump has insisted that the U.S. military strikes completely destroyed the nuclear sites. U.S. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, has called the leak treasonous and called for the person responsible to be investigated. Process in vaccinating children against many life-threatening diseases has stalled over the past two decades, and in some countries even reversed, a new global study reveals. According to the BBC, the COVID-19 pandemic has worsened the situation, leaving millions of children vulnerable to illnesses like measles, tuberculosis, and polio. Researchers are urging a focused effort to improve and equalize vaccine access worldwide. Child health experts warn that cuts to international aid funding vaccination programs, combined with growing vaccine skepticism, have created a perfect storm. A study published in the Lancet report a decline in measles vaccines in nearly 100 countries. Pandemic-related disruptions further damaged vaccination efforts during lockdowns. By 2023, nearly 16 million children, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, had missed all routine childhood vaccinations. I'm the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Sudhir Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions at few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province and Sudhir Pashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal records statement at a special court in Patanjali land scam. Supreme Court orders not to suspend ride-sharing regulations in Gandaki province. Land Problem Settlement Commission says it is advancing long-term plan for landless scooters. And ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding as both nations refrain from further attacks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.